So, what are your main takeaways from today?
On Friday, this 100 ideas in 10 minutes, it was impressive. And then for today, who cares test.
Yeah. Okay then. And for yourself?
I think the feedback, the idea from here and there, and your stories about the things, it was easy to follow.
Okay. Perfect. Okay then. Other things that you've picked up?
We picked up the basically prototyping. Mm-hmm. Do stuff and test it. And then how you in design thinking, you have to push yourself to always continue and continue, not be settled with your first idea, but then continue. And there comes again the prototyping. Mm-hmm. And also how the process goes and how you have to give space and time.
Physical space, mental space, and time.
Yeah.
Okay, then for you, Mimi?
Well, mostly the same things, especially space for students, mm-hmm. because many times I give examples or something, so I kind of give them directions which I shouldn't do and give more space. Design thinking.
Super. We'll go over here. So, Maya, what are your takeaways?
Today I was thinking about the importance of these metacognitions, how important it is for the students to learn them, mm-hmm. and how a teacher could somehow like encourage the students to recognize their emotions and to develop their metacognitions.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Or is that the key?
That was the key.
Okay then, super. And yourself?
Well, we were talking about recognizing the emotions and, you know, letting the students to express their emotions. It's very important.
Mm. Okay then. We'll come to you guys.
I think for me the biggest things were allowing feedback before the end of any you know, deadlines, so there's time to enhance and do again. And then letting students discover the why within these projects.
Super. Mervi?
The prototyping is surprisingly important. Actually making something, so the sort of do, share, test, improve sort of attitude that you really need to get your hands dirty if you want involvement in the process. Mm-hmm. And lots of ideas means better ideas.
That's good.
So more is better. This. And again, it's important to ask and answer the question why if you really want people to budge.
Yeah, super. Ayla?
All the same, and share your terrible ideas.
How did that feel when you shared your half-finished terrible ideas?
It's not so easy, but it's very good.
And what's the key benefit of sharing dodgy ideas? You learn.
Yeah, because when others say that, well, have you think this or that, and then you, oh no, that's a good idea.
Okay, Esko, finally.
Okay, I think that our learning solutions team is very good at a quick and dirty method. Mm-hmm. But now the dirty doesn't mean only that, actually we don't know why or how, but we just go on and produce something magnificent. Now we have a structure, so the dirtiness doesn't mean that we wouldn't know, but we might get our hands dirty in the process as well, of course.
Super. And having that process to be able to comfortably go through the messy part, knowing that you come out at the other end with a working prototype.
Because we know where we are and where we are heading at.
Yeah, super. Have I asked everyone? I think I have. Yes, super. Thank you very much.